enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text AREA to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This isn't background noise. This is sports radio with teeth.
These guys are serious.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
There's certain things I trust Google ratings are and certain ones I don't. Snyder Tree right now, they have 462 Google reviews. Their average is 4.9 out of 5. I love that. I'm trying to find now a 4-star said that we did this the other day, that they were on time, efficient, worked diligently. This is 4 stars, you know, obviously. And hardworking and all that. But anyway, that's one of the 4-star reviews. I can't find another 4-star on here. It could be we got 1 4-star review of the whole thing. Anyway, go and read what people say about him. Professional, great to deal with, on time, crew cleaned up, left everything great. They know more about Tree. Like everything I always say about him, very impressed with Caleb. Scheduling department was accommodating. The arborist and technician were extremely knowledgeable. I'm looking now. The crew was amazing. Great job of trimming. Connor did a great job. Crew members were punctual, very polite, very knowledgeable. I mean, look, over and over and over. 5-star. I can't find but 1 4-star on the entire list I'm going down now. Anyway, what we're talking about here is very satisfied customers at Snyder Tree Care. SnyderTree.com. 833-4-MY-TREE. You need tree work done, shrub work done. The team they have put together, their expertise, the environment, these work environments people work in are awesome. And oh, by the way, Eric said they're still hiring. And so you got a great spring. Oh, here's another 4-star. But that's the only 2 I can find out of 462. Anyway, that being said, we love Snyder Tree. Check them out. SnyderTree.com. I didn't realize this, but Larry Williams has given me a Muscle Shoals. First of all, Muscle Shoals is in northern Alabama, not southern Alabama. It's northern Alabama. Mike, it was Fame Studios there, founded by Rick Hall, is the producer.
That's the one.
Get this, though, Mike. Percy Sledge, Aretha Franklin, Wilson Pickett, Otis Redding, Bob Dylan, Paul Simon, Rod Stewart, the Rolling Stones, and the Allman Brothers. How about Carrie Underwood? How about Shenandoah? How about what? Just unbelievable. I didn't know we had all that there. Anyway, Fame Recording Studios, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Good stuff. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627, Northwest Alabama, too, which is really cool. Couple of texts about from a basketball standpoint. We got this. Texter wants to know, this comes to make the tournament now. Look, I'll be honest with you, Mike. I look at this thing now, and you're 38th in net now. Louisville's 13th in net. That's a home on Saturday. Then at North Carolina, they're 27th. They're 16-0 at home. the Tigers will be underdogs in both of those. They'll hopefully beat Georgia Tech at home. But I don't want to go into Selection Sunday, or I don't want to go into the ACC tournament in Charlotte. Remember, we were talking about double buys just a few short weeks ago. I don't want to go into the ACC tournament having to win a game or two. I don't feel good about that. And then I don't feel good about the seeding of it now. Like, everything has changed for Clemson basketball. A four-game losing streak. And now the Tigers are – Duke's got one loss. Virginia's got two. Miami has – Miami and NC State have four losses. Clemson tied with North Carolina for fifth in the league right now with five losses. Double bye still on the table, but you got to beat Louisville and North Carolina and Georgia Tech. I don't know if that's going to happen. Louisville has six losses. They'd get the tiebreaker there. You could conceivably finish eighth in the league. You have the tiebreaker over SMU. You actually could conceivably finish ninth in the league. The margin of error, they have to play, and they have to have more guys playing well and a bigger part of I think it all starts in the defensive end. I don't think this is an elite offensive team by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think they're elite defensively, first of all, from an athletic standpoint. But they do play good enough defense, and this team can get it going. But I think it's got to be on the defensive end first.
Last night on Tiger Hour, Coach Brownell, I think that's what he focused on the most, was the change that they've seen in the defensive performance. And I think that's really what you got to get back to. You got to have that lockdown defense.
When they played their best basketball, they locked Cal down. That's the best game they played all year long. Miami was a team that was racing up and down the court. They locked Miami down. I was at that game, and that was a brilliant defensive performance. Remember, SMU is a high-scoring, high-flying, frisbee-catching dogs. Shut them down. This team shut Cincinnati down. This team actually did a pretty good job against BYU early in the year. The only time that they've won a track meet is when they beat Georgia 97-94. That was an overtime deal. Outside of that, Clemson's lived in the 60s and 70s now. Defense is where it has to go from here on out. Has to. And you got to get back to being that once again. 654 Roar, Tiger Diagnostic Phone Lines. Dave is in Simpsonville. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing great. Hope you are. Hey, you know, we always like to talk about things that break people, you know, events or whatever. And so could you go and make an argument that the trip to California broke Clemson? Because if you look at the way they played Saturday and have over the last, you know, four games, they look very slow. Yeah. They're not getting on the floor like they did before the California trip. And I'm talking about the California State trip. So I just, you know, you got to wonder, was this team just not ready for the aftermath of going out there? You know, I mean, it's got to take its toll on you somehow.
You know, there's stats out to point that maybe a little bit early, but then, like, you know, he got criticized for giving them off Thursday. I thought he did the right thing by giving them off Thursday. You know, if that's the case, let's get the legs back a little bit there. More than anything else, yeah. Dave, I tell you what, and again, when I mentioned it earlier, and I was praising this basketball team earlier, when they were 20-4 and they were 11-1 in the league, and all, I mean, everybody was, you know, just praising this team. But I did point it out that if you look in this league right now, it's a better league, but Syracuse, a team that they beat, is 15-13 and 6-9 in the league. And we love that three-point win there. But small margin of error for a team that wasn't playing good basketball. Pittsburgh is 10-17. Pittsburgh is 3-11. That was a small margin of error that they won by 5. Notre Dame, they won by 15. But Notre Dame's 12-15 on the season, 3-11 in the league. Boston College, they had a great performance, winning by 24 at Boston College. Boston College is 9-18 overall, 2-12 in the league. And the Miami win was good. And I thought that was maybe one of their best wins of the year. But, you know, Georgia Tech is 11-17, 2-13 in the league. Again, they beat Pittsburgh again. And it's, you know, going out to Stanford and Cal winning back-to-back's not easy, but Cal's 5-9 in the league. I mean, Cal's 7-7, Stanford's 5-9 in the league. I just think that they beat a bunch of teams that weren't playing very good basketball at the time. And then you run into a Virginia Tech who plays a little bit better now. Wake Forest playing a little better. Florida State playing a little better. Obviously, Duke's playing better. I think it evened out. I think Water kind of found its level a little bit, and I think that they kind of evened out. Clemson kind of is who they are. They weren't the second-best team in the league, even when they're playing good, and now they're finding out that they're about the sixth or seventh or eighth best team in a kind of a down year in the league.
Well, and, you know, this is more of a lunch pail team, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're coming to work. They're working hard, but they're not getting a lot of reward for it because they just don't have any glamour guys on there. I know Ace Butler's trying to be. I know the Perkins kid's trying to be. But, you know, you just – from what I see is a lot of blue-collar guys out here getting after it.
Yeah.
And when you go up against the North Carolinas and the Dukes, you know, they're not going to compete. They're going to compete, but they're not going to win, you know, consistently against that. And, hey, I'll leave you with this real quick. I know I didn't mention it yesterday, but I sure would like to shout out to Sean Poppy. I think, you know, you look at trending, those girls are trending right now. To go in and beat a number 9 Duke, I thought that was tremendous. And tell me if Qualk doesn't make a great call, makes the game fun to watch or fun to listen to on the radio, WCCP 105.5. The Roar. Mick, have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dave. Mike, can you find Quark's call? It's on Twitter. And maybe it's under Clemson women's basketball feed. Might be under the Roar feed.
We'll track it down.
All right. You're the best, Mike. Yeah, Quark has three. I think go to Quark's Twitter feed because he makes reference to it. And he had three voice crackers. Surprisingly, to my knowledge, and I hadn't heard anything country, but he didn't cry during that. Billy Quark did not cry during that time. Maybe after the game was over, he might have. I have mentioned this before. I think Sean Poppy is elite. It is one of my failures is I've never had him on the show. I've never met him. I've never had him on the show. So I'm watching from afar. But you talk about what you took over. And there have been times in Clemson athletics where there have been times where football has been down, but not like what women's basketball. There have been times where baseball has been a little bit down, not a whole lot. Men's basketball has been down. There's been times where other programs have been down. No one in the history of Clemson basketball or Clemson women's basketball, no one's taken over a worse program and turn it around this fast. And here's the thing, Mike Vaughn. It's coming next year. Next year's the team.
Man, he's on fire. The team's on fire. They're really working hard. And this game Sunday was unbelievable.
This team, he's doing it now still with a bunch of patchwork stuff. The freshman is coming in here next year. That's when it really, really starts. Let me remind you of this. Let me get Quark first, and then let me write a little about Clemson women's basketball. This is the last couple of seconds of Clemson's upset win against Duke, and another classic Quark call.
9:08 on the clock. She drives right at the defense, kicks out Hannah Cohn, 3 for the win. Yes! Hannah Cohn with 3.1 seconds left! The junior on senior day knocks it down! The Tigers lead the Blue Devils by 2. Timeout, Kara Lawson.
The most clutch player on this team, as we saw in Greensboro last year against Louisville, Hannah Cohn, 0-for-4 from 3, and Coach Poppy cooks it up to give her the shot for the lead. Talk about trusting your shooter, trusting a player you've had for all 3 years of your career in Coach Poppy, and Hannah answers the call as she always does in the big moment.
Mike, one day Quark's going to reach puberty. One day. He sounded like Bobby Brady.
We're still playing baseball.
We're still playing women's basketball. He'll reach puberty one day. Let me give you a couple of quick things here. The Tigers in women's basketball right now are 10-6 in this league. The last time that Clemson won 10 women's basketball games was 26 years ago under Jim Davis. 10 conference games. The most I've ever won is 12. Coach Davis did that one as well. Soccer Athletic Hall of Famer, Clemson Athletic Hall of Famer. They've been to one NCAA tournament in the last 24 years. This team has gone – this team was 4-26 in 2016. This program was 6-22 in 2012, 8-23 in 2020, 10-21 in 2022. They had one winning season the last 7 years before he got here. The last time they had one winning record in the league in the last 24 years. One winning league record in 24 years. And that was 9-7 under my good friend Amanda Butler. With that said, what Sean Poppy is doing here, and again, it ain't even started yet. It's starting. It's coming. Love that. Hey, Greer Flooring Center, let Greer Flooring take care of you and your floor, your commercial floor, your residential floor, hardwoods, tiles, laminates. You got your area rugs. They do an unbelievable job for it. Carpet, they'll take care of you. These people know it backwards and forwards. They do an incredible job. I got some great information about them the other day. They want to invite you in. They want to make sure that you know exactly what they're doing and how they're doing it. It is an unbelievable company, unbelievable success for 35 years now and easily. Now and Greer, taking care of you. Let them do that. A free consultation. Walk in, learn more about what you're looking for. The floor visualizer, you're going to love it. It's our great friends at Greer Flooring Center. GreerFlooringCenter.com. They'll do an incredible job for you there. Short break. We'll come back. Dr. Milt Louder, believe it or not, we're going to talk about Norwegian youth sports and why they're so successful with their strategies. Fascinating stuff right after this.
Hi, folks. Let's talk about GLP-1s for a sec, because they're everywhere. They're all over social media. They're all over your TVs, and people are talking about how wonderful they are. But the question that nobody answers is, what happens when you stop? What happens when you get off the GLP-1 shots? Because the fact of the matter is that weight, it jumps right back on. And look, at PhD Weight Loss, they don't treat weight as a problem. They treat unwanted weight as a symptom of a deeper problem, a symptom of metabolic dysfunction. And if you don't correct that, then nothing that you do, no shot, no diet, nothing will last. The holistic person, that's what you have to treat. That's what Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss do. They want you to live longer and live happier and keep that weight off for life. Right now, when you call and mention Qwalk, you'll receive 2 free weeks in a program. They're going to cover the cost of your food so you can see real results with no guesswork and minimal risk. Call 864-644-1900 and mention Qwalk. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Ryan Beasley Law has expanded to serve our clients in more locations. If you face pre-arrest investigations, state or federal charges, civil litigation, or collegiate student conduct matters, we can represent you in courts across our state, including magistrate, city, state, and federal courts. Our proactive approach is relationship-driven, client-centered, and focused on achieving the best possible resolution. We're in Greenville and downtown Spartanburg. Call 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Knowles Cornell Dublier, in partnership with ReadySC, is holding an on-site hiring event Wednesday, February 25th from 9 to 4. Knowles high-performance products enable and enhance technologies with the power to change, improve, and save lives. They're currently hiring production associates and maintenance technicians, offering hands-on roles with real opportunities for growth. Come learn more on Wednesday, February 25th, or visit knowles.com/careers. That's knowles.com/careers.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for a reason. You can't see it, smell it, or taste it. But a faulty gas furnace can leak it into your home. That's why a gas furnace inspection from Blue Ridge Heating and Air really matters. As an Armstrong Air preferred dealer, their certified technicians check for hidden dangers like cracked heat exchangers and blocked vents before they turn serious. For year-round peace of mind and efficiency, choose Blue Ridge Heating and Air's comfort maintenance plan. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
If you have had surgery and are struggling with recovery, check out OrthoLaser Spartanburg. They use advanced MLS laser therapy to help reduce post-surgery pain, minimize swelling, and speed up healing. OrthoLaser is non-invasive, drug-free, and proven to support a smoother, more comfortable recovery. Whether it's joint replacement, orthopedic surgery, or a sports injury repair, take control of your recovery with OrthoLaser. Call today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
Whether you need a portable toilet once or on a daily basis, please call Royal Flush Portable Toilet Rental.
Call 864-238-8800.
Remember, when in doubt, give Royal Flush a shout.
Call 864-238-8800.
Royal Flush Portable Toilet Rental offers septic tank pumping, portable restroom rentals, dumpsters, restroom trailer rentals, waste holding tank rentals, temporary fencing, and lots more. Please call Royal Flush Portable Toilet Rental today.
Love living in the upstate? Here are some reasons you'll love a new Empire home at Sunrise in Pendleton. Location: you'll be minutes from Clemson, Anderson, downtown Pendleton, and I-85. Empire Homes offers quality construction with hardy cement siding that's built to last. Personalize your home in Empire Homes' design studio. Curate your dream kitchen or spa-like bath. And don't miss the amenities. The community pool opens this summer and walking trails are planned. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore Sunrise in Pendleton.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place in the upstate where you can voice your takes is right here on the Tiger Diagnostics phone line. 654-ROAR.
Here in a small town, where it feels like home, I got everything I need.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. You know, our great friends at Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com, they do an incredible job with their duo mattresses. Two brand new duo mattresses. When you go by 333 North Pleasant Bird Drive, they design even better, bigger, better, stronger, just faster. I mean, just awesome stuff. Here's the bottom line. You know when these PGA Tour players are winning right now? Sorry. These PGA Tour players are winning right now. The guys that are winning on tour, the guys doing well on tour, Engineer Sleep beds. NBA guys, Engineer Sleep beds. College football guys, Engineer Sleep beds. Mike Vaughn, Mickey Pollard, Engineer Sleep beds. We love it. Get in touch with them. 333 North Pleasantburg Drive, engineeredsleep.com. Tour guest lines, a moment with Milt, Dr. Milt, Louder, Amplos.com, sports and performance psychologist. Good morning, Dr. Louder. How you doing this morning?
Hey, put me on the list on the Engineered Sleep.
That's right.
I did not have I was in a hotel last night, so I missed my Engineered Sleep sleep last night.
Oh, no. What part of this great country are you in right now?
I am in Austin, Texas, my friend.
You're out there a lot, and so that's your home away from home. keeping it weird.
That's what my wife said this week. It's like, maybe you should just kind of stake up an office in Texas.
Well, do that, and maybe taxes might be better for you. You might want to talk to Russell and Donnie Patterson about tax services. See how that looks like out there. See how that works for you. Do you know your way? You know your way around Austin right now. Roy Philpott said there's a great barbecue restaurant there, the Salt Lick, that he loves.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you like Austin, or is it a little too weird for you?
I do like Austin. It's, you know, I've been coming out here pretty steadily for 20 years, and it's definitely gotten bigger, and they've definitely kept it weird.
Yeah,
but there's some spots that I really, really enjoy.
You know, they got those T-shirts that says "Keep Austin Weird." College Station, Texas, where Texas A&M, their arch rival, is, they've got T-shirts that says "Keep College Station Normal." So a little off play for that one. All right, we just got through with the Olympics, and the team, the country that won the most golds and won the most medals was Norway. And upper management sent me this awesome article the other day, and I sent it to you last night about why that Norway and their approach is so successful. And I'll lead into it a little bit, and there's six different areas if you want to touch on some of these. But basically, Norway's approach to children's sports is widely viewed as one of the healthiest and most developed focused models in the entire world, and it prioritizes joy and participation and long-term development over early specialization and winning. And one of the things you mentioned to me before is this growing number in this country of children that stop playing sports because there is no joy. I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, absolutely, Mickey. And I think this goes back to just a classic article. I was actually trying to look for it this morning on the development of elite athletes. They took 10 athletes in America who won the gold, and they looked back and looked at their life and how they were raised and how they were parented and what opportunities they had. And this article you sent me supports a lot of those findings, that a parent's job in the early development of elite athletes' joy, participation, fun, positive attitude, play a lot of different sports, develop the ability to be a part of a team, that it's not all about you, avoiding sports specialization. All that was evident in these Olympic athletes who went on to win gold. And so when I saw that, I'm like, hey, Norway's on to something. That who thought, you know, what a crazy idea that youth sports should be fun.
Yeah, there's pressures and people see it and we want to be the next Jack Hughes or the next Tiger Woods. With that being said, you got to ignore some of that, and it's not easy to do. One of the other things I loved in the article is that it you talk about it takes a village through this, is that there's so many volunteers through it all. They make it easy for kids to get involved, and the community-based is there's so many volunteers that get involved in youth sports that the cost is driven down because people volunteer their time. And a lot of these winter sports now is kind of expensive now. You know, you got to have all this equipment, skis, and all this kind of stuff. With that being said, I ice skates are very, very expensive. But they do a good job of inclusion because they keep the cost down.
Well, I think not only keeping the cost down, they encourage a culture of belonging.
Right.
And that is a great predictor of a high-performance environment, a high-performance culture, that the inclusivity of, hey, this is part of our culture, this is a cultural norm, and we all participate, and it's how we stay connected. What does that do? Oxytocin is the bonding hormone. It helps suppress the cortisol, which is a stress hormone, that you aren't out there on an island, and we love watching you ski, and we're going to take our time and effort and energy, and this is part of what we do. So when it's part of the culture, that also is a competitive advantage, but a culture of belonging, a culture of inclusivity for all children. Of all ages, of all abilities, they are accepted and welcomed in this program. And that is a huge, huge accomplishment to do that all nationwide.
All right. One of the things they talked about in the article is no specialization. And you really don't specialize till they're 15 or 16 years old. That the greatest athletes that come out of Norway, and there's been some amazing ones, but they play multiple sports, and something that we want to talk about here in this country, we probably get too specialized too soon. Talk about the pitfalls, the advantages of the Norwegian way and the pitfalls of early specialization.
Yeah, that's another thing that our article mentioned, that those young athletes who developed, like they had the early years, the middle years, and the elite years. And the elite years is when you specialize. The middle years is when, hey, this child has some talent, And you start getting some specific coaching, and they start focusing on the sport, that individual sport, because they have big dreams. In America, we think we're so much going to fall behind. You know, my daughter and all the seniors over at her school in Greenville completed their capstone project, and one of the young athletes, Bo Lowrance, who's a up-and-coming great baseball player, he did a study on Tommy John surgery and young athletes and arm injuries. And his research suggested that the early sports specialization, that there are radar guns in youth baseball facilities around the country, kind of keeping seeing how fast these kids are throwing at 10, 11, 12 years old. And so now we're seeing significant levels of arm burnout, of significant injury, because that child's been throwing since he was 8 or 9 or 10 years old and chasing a number and chasing spin rate, instead of just learning how to pitch and play in different sports, which allows the body to develop normally.
One of the things, and this is where you really come into mental health, because I love how it ends up, you know, this delayed elite pathway. They're going to have elite athletes. They've got those. They've got world-class world record breakers and gold medalists, and they do a great job with that. With that said, the reason why it works is you're only talking about this, the low-pressure system early. You're only talking about a country of 5.5 million people. Like, as many people live in the United States. I mean, as many people live in South Carolina as live in Norway. Yet they had the most gold medals. But the philosophy assumes this. If kids love sports, they'll stay in sports. If they stay in sports, excellence will emerge naturally. Makes a lot of sense, but easier said than done.
Yeah, it's hard to be great at something you aren't passionate about. And we can take the joy out and let the burden of expectations take away our joy, and the children feel that pressure. But it's hard to be great at something you don't love, Mickey. I think that's what, by taking the pressure off, you give children the chance to play the game because they love it. And the higher you go, the more the pressure builds. At some point, if they're elite, they're going to feel that pressure. They're going to feel those expectations. That's why burnout exists. But the longer you can delay it, and they still play the game because it's fun, and they still show up and play the sport because they love it, then they've taken ownership. That's intrinsic motivation. They are trying to get better on their own, and they're loving watching their progress. And they aren't doing it for anybody else, and they aren't doing it for any other reason because they just love it.
What do we do if we have someone that we want extracurricular activities? We want kids to be involved. But what do we do if it's obviously not working? And obviously, I mean, my guess is expose them to other things. Like if soccer
Absolutely.
Is not working. If, like our kid takes piano and we start baseball tonight. You know, so we've done football, we've done basketball, we've done baseball. Just want to give him as much as he can, golf, as much as he can through all that. But if is it pretty obvious at a certain age, if it's not working, let's just get more exposure to maybe some other things?
Well, I think you got to see why it's not working.
Right.
Like you got to pay attention to the child's heart. Alfred Adler, the great psychologist, say, watch their feet. Where my mother used to say that all the time. Where is that child spending their time? What are they gravitating towards? And can you remove your expectations off of that child and expose them to a lot of different activities, a lot of different interests? I mean, the Bible says, Mickey, we all have different gifts. And our job as parents is to try to find out what their gifts are and how to give them a chance to develop and express those gifts in a meaningful way.
Yeah. With that said, the long-term mental health, because we got this thing now of, you know, we continue down the path. If someone's not happy playing it, then what are the chances they're going to be a good parent doing the same thing? You know, like we pass generations. We do with other activities, right? Do we pass down that in sports? Do we pass those bad habits down that we learned as children through our parents?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. That I think the big part is trying to let the child determine as they continue to grow. Like you can have a family rule. Hey, we're involved in extracurricular activities. And I've had parents over the years when children have wanted to quit sports as they get older. It's like, okay, you're going to get a job. Like, you're going to be involved in something outside of school. And that's a healthy value and norm for a family. But I think how we play the game, what are you reinforcing? It's why we spent so much time on here. Your job as a parent, that's the most important job you have, above a coach, above a fan, above an agent. And what are you instilling in your children when they play the game? Are they winning or losing? Are they better than competition? Are you caught up in social media with a social comparison and your child's talents and their trophies and their all-stars? Or are you caught up in how they play the game in a positive attitude? How do they handle adversity? How do they handle success? What are they doing between the moments that they're on the field or on the court or on the slopes? I think those are the opportunities to really invest in your child and reinforce the values that you really believe in.
I believe in this segment. I love this segment. Just in summary, I'm gonna summarize this. I'll let you finish up on the Norwegian thought here. There are six things: is sport for all, inclusion over elitism, no rankings or standings until they're 13 years old, no early specialization, equal playing time when they're young, cost control and accessibility. And delayed elite, the elite pathway. It's obviously working for Norway. I'll let you finish the thought of maybe some things we learned from another unbelievable Olympics from Norwegians.
Yeah, you said something in there that I thought was really good, that no rankings or, you know, this child's a lead. And what I know to be true, and the research really supports that, Nikki, labels set limits on children, on adults, on what we try to accomplish. And even those labels are positive. And so what they've done by taking away the rankings, they've let the child's identity develop by who they are, not what they do.
Right.
And they are reinforcing who you are and effort and mental toughness and practice and preparation, all that matters. Then we're going to label you as a child and give up on you. And I think that's so much what we do maybe in America and in our own lives. We label ourselves, we label our children, and then our identity is so wrapped up in what we do that the fear of failure becomes too great and the pressure builds. By letting each child develop in their own time and bloom in their own time, you give them a chance to discover what they can, who they can become, which is our overall goal as parents. Like, who they are and who you are is so much more important than what they do. But it seems to me Norway, for the most part, has their priorities in order, and they've created just a culture of belonging. And they have, for Winter Olympics, you know, you got to have the right opportunity to train as well. In South Carolina, we aren't going to have those opportunities, but we can take away some lessons in terms of how do we engage in youth sports in our community.
No doubt about that. Tell me about Amplus.com in Austin, Texas, now and headquartered right here in the upstate of South Carolina.
You know, Mickey, we've got some exciting times. I think this is a big growth year for us. And just looking again for opportunities for companies, for organizations who maintain that level of curiosity, that maintain that level of passion, and have the humility to ask for help. And that's how we try to live. That's how we try to learn. And so we feel blessed and fortunate to be a part of your program, to be a part of so many people's lives who are trying to pursue better and be better.
Place to find it, Amplus.com. Do that. Safe trip. Good luck at the Salt Lick, and look forward to visiting with you next week.
Thanks so much, Mickey. You have a great day.
You too, my friend. Eric Backett, Clemson baseball coach, joins us right after this.
I'm a Tiger fan. I'm a Gamecock fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
No one ever wants to deal with roof trouble, but when it happens, it's comforting to know who to call. Your roof protects your home, your family, and everything inside, and that kind of trust really matters. That's why so many upstate families turn to Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
Family owned and operated since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son has been taking care of homes and businesses across the upstate for decades. They believe in doing things the right way, with quality craftsmanship, honest answers, and a neighbor-first approach. From small repairs to complete roof replacements, their team takes pride in their work.
When it comes to your roof, don't cut corners. Choose the name families across the upstate have trusted for years, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Rely on the upstate's most trusted roofing experts since 1965. Get started today.
Call 864-246-0886 or visit robertsonroofing.net.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate, you get the dealer discount, you get every available discount, military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us, we're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson, and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at both dealerships, they have their winter clearance sale with over 600 vehicles deeply discounted. Save up to $10,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. Heavy-duty trucks are discounted, too. And with Lake Kiwi's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So hurry to Lake Kiwi dealerships. They're between Seneca and Clemson and always open at Lake Kiwi. KiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
If you need blood work, don't wait.
Visit Tiger Diagnostics by appointment or walk-in right here in Seneca, Anderson, Greenville, and after hours in Piedmont. Physician-led, rooted in South Carolina, Tiger Diagnostics is different. Focused on getting results back to you and your doctor quickly, as well as offering direct-to-consumer, low-cost signature health panels. Trusted by doctors, designed for patients, let us get you healthy. Learn more, find a location near you at TigerDiagnosticsLab.com. That's TigerDiagnosticsLab.com.
It's bow time. The Bojangler is back and introducing the new Bojangler Deluxe. Both have an Alaskan Pollock fish fillet with Bo's famous seasoning, but the Deluxe tops it off with pickles, tomatoes, lettuce, cheese, and tartar sauce. Here for a limited time, so get yours today.
It's bow time. Step into the world of the Man in Black with Cash Unchained, the ultimate Johnny Cash tribute experience, live on February 27th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Imagine hearing every one of Johnny's iconic songs just the way you remember them, from the raw Sun Records era with Sam Phillips to the powerful American Recordings years with Rick Rubin. Cash Unchained brings the full journey to life. It's the sound, the spirit, and the storytelling of one of country music's greatest legends. Get your tickets now at WalhallaBAC.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
Tiger fans, crawl space and basement issues are not a DIY project. You need trained, licensed pros who know what your home truly needs and are qualified to do the work. At Crawlspace Medic, our Clemson alum team delivers honest assessments, clear communication, and long-lasting repairs. From moisture and mold to structural issues, we fix the real problem without upselling our fellow Tigers. Keep your home and the air you breathe safe. Call Crawlspace Medic and schedule your free inspection today.
From Doug Kingsmore Stadium to your radio, all across the upstate, Clemson baseball lives here.
1-2 pitch to Kershaw Knopf. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Tied him up.
105.5 and 97.5 FM, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Eric Backus joins us. Clemson baseball on a game today at 4 o'clock of Presbyterian, and then the big series this weekend with South Carolina. Good morning, Coach Backus. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Man, I'm great. Got a chance to spend the weekend out with you guys again and seeing it, and I'm impressed with so many aspects of the game itself, your team there right now. Hey, let me ask you this right off the bat. I'm thinking about you and your personality, and we talked about this a little bit in the past. You had some high leverage at bats and high leverage pitches, defensive outs again this weekend against a scrappy Bryant club. I know you want to blow everybody out too, but again, in week two, probably pretty good news for you that you got to see those high leverage games in a non-conference weekend series.
Oh yeah, I mean, anytime we can, you know, start to get those calluses on tight games, one-run games, two-run games, big situations, you know, where the moment dictates, you know, how the outcome of the game is going to go based on this one pitch or this one swing, that just gets you battle-tested for ACC.
Uh-oh, lost Coach Backus. We'll get him back if we can, Mike. He'll call back in. You have his number, Mike? He called in the first time, but
I got him.
We dropped him right there, so hopefully we'll get him back on. That's what I thought he would say. You know, if you think about it, on Friday's game, it's 3-3 going to the bottom of the eighth. On Saturday's game, it's you got to get him out there. Yeah, here he is back here now. Coach, we got you back now. But that's just something that you know, and again, you see more and more of it. That's the case. Let me ask you, pitching-wise, another good weekend of pitching, and Aiden kind of got it back again. He kind of looked more like his – his old self again. Did you see the same thing with the 8-strikeout, 5-inning performance and getting stretched out a little bit longer this weekend?
Yeah. Started to look like, just exactly what AK expects for himself. I think he even expects higher. But, yeah, we thought, that's he could have gone back out there. He was only at 75 pitches. We were going to potentially extend him up to 85. But, just felt like he gave us 5 good.
Uh-oh. Keep dropping him there, Mike. I don't know if that's us or him. I don't know what that is. Can we see if we can lock him in somehow? I don't know if we can. Can we do that somehow, some way? We'll see. Canuck on the weekend, 5 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, no earned runs, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. I thought another one here. I've got him back in now. Coach, I'm sorry. I don't know what if that's us or you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's me. I'm at home still, and we just called Starlink. Maybe this isn't a plug for Starlink, but our internet at our house sucks. So, we need, like, he's dropping the calls, which, okay, not good for, radio shows, really bad for recruiting. So,
yes.
We need to figure this out. So, if any of our partners out there that have a internet connection, we already made the call to Starlink, but may need some help.
My feelings aren't hurt that recruiting is more important than this show. So you had a chance to do it, but we'll do that. Hey, little things I noticed, and so let me go back to Friday night. It's a 3-3 game going to the bottom of the 8th inning, and Joe Allen pitched a great top of the 8th to kind of get you out of a little jam there, and he does a great job with it, right? You score 6 in the bottom of the 8th, and that way you're able to take Allen out, and he comes back in on Friday. Had Allen pitched another inning, and depending on how many pitches, could he not have been available for a key part of Sunday? And was that 6-run, 8 that important to win on Sunday?
You're exactly right. That was our thought process, talking with Coach Bellinger as well, as if we got him out with a 6-run cushion, he could come back on Sunday, and that it worked out. And thank goodness we had that offensive 6 spot, because otherwise Joe would have gone back out there, and then that would have, he.
Doggone it. Oh, man. We need a landline. See if we can get a landline out there somehow, some way. I don't know if we have landlines anymore. We'll continue to talk about that. But that was big. I want to ask him, too, coming up here in a second, about the back end of the bullpen, because Danny Nelson's seen some of it. Simerson has seen some of it. He's done that in the past, too. So we'll find out about that. See if we can get Coach Backett back here. And if we can't, then we can do it the next hour, depending on where he is. Beautiful new home, by the way, I understand. And I think the boys are liking it out there. And I think that his wife, Jiffy's liking it out that way. But we'll see if maybe we can get him on another line somehow, some way through all of that. I thought Sharman pitched extremely well in his 5 innings once again. And if you think about it now, the defense wasn't great. I'm going to ask Coach back if we do get him back on about the defensive part of it, because Bryant was Clemson made 3 errors on Friday, 1 on Saturday. And then they made 2 on Sunday. So that's something we'll kind of get to when we do get him back on, too. But nice to see Titsworth back out there. Nice to see Deion Brown and some of those guys. Let me get back. Coach, I think we got you back now. How about that? You got me now?
I got you. I'm sorry. Man, sorry to all the listeners.
No,
this
okay.
is embarrassing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Things happen, and it's out of your control. I was asking about the back end of the bullpen. We were talking about that a little bit while we had you off there. But Nelson and Allen, and we've seen some guys take bigger roles back that way. But tell me about the freshman Nelson, because you've put him in some pretty high leverage situations as well.
He's electric, yeah. Pennsylvania kid. We jumped on him early in the recruiting process. He just continued to get better and better throughout high school. We thought he might escalate to a level where he was going to get picked high enough to where he might not come to school, but luckily he did. And I think everyone's seeing just the arm talent that kid has, just not only the ability to, bump his fastball up to the mid-90s, but I think he's got one of the best breaking balls around. He's actually got 2 different breaking balls, but his slider is a true swing-and-miss offering. It's kind of like what Aiden Canuck gets on whiff rates for the changeup. I think we could see maybe that out of Danny Nelson and whiff rates out of the slider. I mean, it's hard, it's late. It tunnels like his fastball. It's a really good pitch.
Do you have to have a closer? I mean, Allen's closed games now for you. Nelson's closed games. Simerson's done that in the past in his career. Do you have to have one? Do you like having some versatility there? Those roles are still being defined at this point, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, we could say, hey, Joe Allen's got the title, but really, I mean, having a luxury of, it's a luxury item to have multiple options on the right. back end that can go into those high leverage situations. Because, I mean, sometimes the game needs to be closed in the sixth or the seventh. You know, it's not always the ninth inning. So, having multiple guys, if we got bases loaded, no outs, and we got to go to Joe Allen in the sixth because that's where the game is going to be determined, then that's what we'll do. But then to know we've got, you know, Simerson and Ben Brown and now Danny Nelson emerging as this, you know, electric high leverage guy as well. It's just always good to have bullpen options to where, you know, it's tough. Let me just frame it this way. It's tough when you're scouting an opponent and the stuff of the arsenals of the pitchers in the bullpen is just as good or better than the starters. And you have multiple guys coming in with multiple different looks and different pitches. That's where, you know, normally you're excited to get Aiden Canock out of the game, except now you got Justin Legernick coming in and it's, you know, 95 and moving all over the place. And then you got, you know, going to the next guy and the next guy. And it's just gives us some weapons back there. And it's more depth than we've had in the bullpen in the past.
Last week you were asked about defense and you talked about maybe some scoring, you know, tough scoring through some of that. Six errors this past weekend. Is that a concern? I think obviously athletic and you're getting a lot of balls, but any more concern this week after the six from over the weekend?
Well, yeah, you don't mind the errors when the guys are making range plays and they, you know, they're doing something that other people can't even get to and they end up throwing the ball away. Okay, so what? But, you know, when you're making careless errors on routine plays, that's where it gets of concern. So we already talked about, you know, doing more live defense tomorrow in training just to make sure we're getting all the reps we need to get. But, yeah, that would be a concern if that continues. I just don't think it will because I actually really think our defense is good. We just haven't got out to the best defensive start.
Let me ask you about Jack Crichton. Boy, what a weekend again. Three hits on Friday, three on Sunday, and a guy that just he continues to move the line, move down the line, and he puts balls to all fields and batting .455 now. I thought he had a great weekend. Tell me about Jack and his development and his continued player development you guys have done on y'all's end.
Jack's a winner. He's always been a winner, and evidenced by every year from his freshman year, you know, to his junior year, like the final third of the season, he's a mainstay in the lineup. And it's, you know, we platoon, and maybe he doesn't hit the ball out of the park, but it's like every, you know, he's one of those guys that's just he's steady, he's consistent, and he just, you know what you're going to get from him, and that's so valuable as a coach to have that type of reliability. And now to see it all kind of come together senior year, his hit tool has really blossomed, and, you know, and he's hitting doubles, and he'll run into a few, you know, balls as well and maybe get some homers, but that's just not his game. He's just a good hitter, and he uses the whole field, and, you know, we got some thump in our lineup, and then to have a guy that if they pitch around a Savoy or a Gaffney or a Dally to know that, you know, Jack Crichton's going to move the ball and cash in on some of those RBIs, or get a rally started because he's getting on base. Just a valuable guy to have in the middle.
All right, your catching situation. Well, you've got obviously two dynamic hitters there. Talk to me about defense and what each brings to you and the strategy, I guess, of keeping them fresh because it was the last second straight week we've seen a couple different catchers.
Yeah, it's just JJ and Savoy. So we have two number one catchers. And, you know, we signed Savoy as a number one thinking JJ was a goner. In the draft, you know, with a junior hits 15 home runs as a catcher, you usually don't get that guy back. So we're fortunate to get JJ back, fortunate to get Nate Savoy to say yes and, you know, beat the who's who of the SEC in order to get him. And so they're just, you know, they're both going to catch. They're both going to be in the middle of the lineup, and they're both going to be a huge part of our scoring. And I love that they're kind of spaced out in the lineup because, you know, they both can really impact the ball. And, you know, JJ with four home runs already, a grand slam. Like, he's just really, you know, he looks like a senior captain out there that, you know, has really figured some things out and love seeing that. And Nate's just a sophomore. So, you know, we'll have, you know, Nate be a big, big time contributor for us this year. And then, you know, also another luxury item knowing that we got that guy back as a junior next year.
All right, Dylan Harrison today, the thought on him going in his very first start.
Yeah, he and Eston Simpson will start out today, two quality freshmen. Both will go just enough pitches to where they, can help us win today but not be burned for the weekend. So, you know, the goal is maybe they give us, I don't know, two, three, four innings each. But we got a lot of guys that need to pitch today and got a lot of guys that still haven't pitched yet on this season. So, but it'll be important. You know, Dylan Harrison, premium strike thrower, and just need him to go out there and attack the zone. But very, very good, talented freshman, as is Eston Simpson, who started against Charlotte. But those two guys will be the first two guys up today.
Yeah, both those guys are strike throwers for sure. And then final one for you. I'll let you speak to this because I know a lot of fans are excited about a weekend series against the arch rival South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, we're just one of those programs that, you know, we recognize the magnitude of the best rivalry in our sport. Like, the Clemson-South Carolina baseball rivalry is the best rivalry in college baseball. And we just put the utmost respect on that and know, like, you know, how lucky we are that we get to be in that. So we have a target on that from meeting one day one. You know, it's just something that is hugely of importance to us. And, you know, and there's other ways to do it. You know, some coaches downplay it and just, like, you know, try not to make it too much and, you know, just focus on the game. And we're just, you know, yeah, we normally do that, but for this series and when we're playing those guys and, you know, the stage, the lights, the opportunity to compete against a rivalry in a rivalry series like that is just—it's huge for us, and it means a lot to us, and we know how much it means to all of our fans.
Coach, if this was a recruiting call, even though it dropped, I'm still committed to you. So glad to have you with us every single Tuesday.
Let's go. Well, we need it. Let's go. We need all the studs we can get, Mickey, and you know you're right up there.
I love
it, impact dude, man. Come on.
I can't wait to see you again today. Great luck today. Great luck this weekend. I always appreciate your time and effort with it, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Sounds great. All right, talk to you then. Go Tigers.
Eric Backett's Clemson baseball coach. Hour number three right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website, davisservicesinc.com today.